This insert is brought to you with the compliments of Radio Cape Pulpit.
I love having conversations where people have been, we can talk about people who've worked really hard, have been influential, are able to make huge shifts, not only in South Africa, but also see those shifts cause ripples that change things in Africa and even internationally. Oppenheimer Generations has announced earlier this month that Dr. Hayley Clemens is the winner of the inaugural Jennifer Ward Oppenheimer Research Grant for her research titled Quantifying the Biodiversity Planetary Boundary for Africa. On the line is Dr. Hayley Clemens. Hayley, when I read stuff like that, I say, I don't know what that is about, but I'm very impressed. Good morning.
Good morning, Brad. Thanks for having me on the show.
You're so welcome. Hayley, when I see the research and the work that you've been doing, it sort of makes me feel sort of calm, knowing that there are people like you out there and your team and others working so hard to ensure that this particular sector in our economy and in the education and also the trading part of this country is in good and safe and very competent hands. I mean, we're certainly living in a country that's moving forward.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm pleased to hear that. And I think, you know, we need more people engaging with these challenges that we really need to know more about in order to navigate towards more sustainable futures.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't just wake up with this passion in your heart and everything organized and sorted out and understood. I mean, this has been a long journey for you. Help us to understand, and the people listening this morning saying, wow, I'd love to be in a place where I can run a team and get this kind of research grant to do the work I'm passionate about. Where did this start for you as a young girl?
Yeah, that's a good question, I think. And I think many of us we know our interests from a young age. And for me, my interest was always in nature, really. And that kind of evolved into an interest in conservation. And then increasingly in my career, I realized that, you know, conservation is not just about understanding ecosystems. It's really about understanding people and economies and how they function and how those, you know, the social and the ecological, or the people and the nature really come together. Is what we need to understand in order to move forward more sustainably. So it's been a journey for me where I've increasingly realized these things and really this passion to promote decision making that enables sustainable development is really what's led me to propose this research proposal. Is now I'm thrilled to have been funded by the Jennifer Ward Oppenheimer Research Grant and really excited now to be able to take this forward into a new year.
How is this going to look for us on the outside, the lay person that just appreciates the beauty of this country and all of its systems? Or the work that you and your team will be doing with this grant, how will that display itself for the lay person to appreciate here in South Africa?
Right. So both in South Africa and particularly around the continent as well, I think that everybody appreciates nature and understands its contribution to our well-being. For many people, that contribution is direct. For example, nature provides us with food and clean water and air. But we also need to develop. And this is sometimes seen as a contradiction. How do we develop in ways that still conserve the nature on which our well-being ultimately depends. And so this research is really trying to understand that intersection and to understand, well, firstly, where is the biodiversity across the continent, how much of it remains, and also how does it influence human well-being? So in order to understand these relationships, we can then better guide decision-making that navigates, okay, well, where do we need to invest in nature to actually deliver net benefits for people? So for the layperson, it's really, you know, increased understanding of these linkages between people and nature, and also then providing the data necessary to make better decisions on the continent with regards to development.
I think what people don't understand is that universities don't just have huge coffers of money just to pour into the needs of researchers like yourself and others. I mean, it ends very quickly, and there's obviously so much more work that you could do, but there's just not finances for it. So when an opportunity like this comes to pitch for this and to be given, I mean, $150,000, the last time I checked, that's over 2 million rand at your and your department's disposal to do this. I mean, you must be thrilled to have this kind of access that otherwise would not have come your way.
Absolutely, and I think exactly. This is when I saw this grant released by Oppenheimer Generations. It was just so exciting because it's also the recognition that you know, to contribute to achieving environmental and allied sciences and addressing real world issues across the continent, it's important to support African-led research. And this is what this Jennifer Ward Oppenheimer Research Grant does. It supports African-led research, which I think is really important. And so, yeah, I'm immensely privileged and honored to have received this award that's enabling me to then undertake some of this research towards addressing these real-world issues which affect the continent.
Look, I mean, you can buy lots of pairs of shoes with 2.2 million rand, but the question is, what are you going to do with the money? How does it split? I mean, what are your needs and that you're so enthusiastic to see them met? How does this meet your needs?
Yeah, so that's a good question. And firstly, I'll be advertising for a student, a master's student, to help me with this research over the next few years. So to keep a lookout on the ORC 2019 Twitter handle or the ORC, which stands for Oppenheimer Research Conference Facebook page, as well as the Center for Complex Systems in Transition at Stellenbosch University, where I'm based. On those platforms, I'll be advertising for a master's student. And then also what this trying to quantify biodiversity intactness and explore relationships with human well-being across the continent requires me to generate data, which will be done through an Africa-wide collaboration of biodiversity professionals. Mm. A lot of the resources will go then into also establishing that network that enables us to collect that data through expert information. And then I will also be taking this information that I developed on biodiversity data and how it links to human well-being. I'm making that available through an interactive online website.
Wow.
Because, of course, the intention is that decision makers across the continent that can then go and use this data for the purposes that they need. So the resources will also go into developing that website that will be available across the continent.
Exciting times for you. It's Dr. Hayley Clements, all the way from Stellenbosch University. I'm after conversations like these that really are above the majority of us even listening this morning. But I suppose it's like, wow, what a great opportunity. Here's somebody who's doing something that she's passionate about, being able to draw other people in, giving them fresh opportunities, putting Stellenbosch again on the map in this area of research as well, and seeing things in this country better, which you know, will create job opportunities in the future and more. So this is just a seed planted, and we look forward to things that are going to be part of your legacy. So Dr. Hayley Clements, thanks for your time this morning. Congratulations, and may you spend every cent wisely.
Thank you very much, Brad. Nice to chat to you this morning.
Yeah, fantastic. Have a great day.
Likewise.
Bye-bye.